Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And I think I love him, even though he is a serpent. Like, he is. Greg Sankey is a serpent Sankey.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Big Wiz should be on Team USA.
And James Strebel.
It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You can't be a little meek little mouse and then do the chest pounding that you do on the internet on an every single day. If you want to be a meek little mouse, then go run through the hole and stay there.
So 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors, CoxsLouisville.com. They're delivering. Go ahead and get all the finest beverages there. The finest beverages. Any of the Cox's locations around the city of Louisville, the Evergreen Liquors locations as well. All the premium cigars, all the beer, wine, spirits, craft beer selection at all the Evergreen locations, and much more. 437-9680, Strebel's here. He's back today.
Yeah.
We're happy Big Rig is back in the holster, if you will.
Yes.
He's back in studio.
Your us is back.
Who else is back?
Now, what else is back? Sunday's big night.
What's happening Sunday?
Round of Shots is back.
Round of Shots is back on Sunday?
Back on Sunday.
Why is it on Sunday?
I don't know.
What's going on?
It was the day we all could agree that's a good day.
You all? Is there a third person
There's
now?
Four people.
Okay. Well,
only four? I thought there was like seven.
Hang on. Round of Shots is a video podcast that Strebel did. Strebel would be in his bed.
Yeah.
Kevin Hale, the other guy on the show, would be in his bedroom with a bunch of candles. It was a sex room.
Some chains.
It was very. And then they would talk Kentucky football beam 5-7.
Yeah.
So who is a part of this show now? Is this a revamped show?
It's revamped, but it's the same like cast of characters.
And you waited to 5 o'clock. You like that, don't you, Cream? That's him whoring himself out.
Yeah.
You learned from that, Crean. Actually, you learned from Crean.
I did learn from Crean.
Instead of talking about this when we should have at 3:43,
yes.
You waited to 5:03.
Well,
you just barreled out with
you. You know what? Yeah. Give him an ovation. Give him a standing ovation.
Yeah.
About the thing that people care the least about.
Yes.
Right? His crappy video podcast. Like right now we could do, Crean could do a Indiana football combined with Indiana basketball,
yeah.
Combined with NASCAR and Cubs.
I would have nothing on the NASCAR
and
part.
Cubs. Yeah. That's fine.
And people would be more interested in all that.
Just fake it. So anyway, Round of Shots on Sunday.
9 p.m. and we added Justin Jeffries and Max Godby is like full-time hosts.
I mean, no offense. I mean, what's the difference between them being full-time and not full-time?
No, you that's a great point.
You guys ask him every week, and you're not going to pay him anything.
Right, exactly. So, but they're officially on board. So
are they really?
They are on board, yeah.
How about
so
that?
It's a four-man band now, so it's back on Sunday.
Does Crean know who either one of those guys? You know
Justin Jeffries, yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm making sure.
I went to UK post games last year.
Yeah, okay. he and Justin became friends.
There you go.
Yes.
You know Max Godby?
No.
Okay, there you go.
He played for UK.
He played for UK. I mean, that was...
Yeah,
that's got to be given.
That's the joke.
There you go. So how long do you give up on this?
I'm going to do it at least football season and then basketball season. We did it all through football, basketball, took a little break, and we're back.
So I did do something that I think you would take an interest of. It was yesterday.
Okay.
So in the midst of clearing out the computer so that we could use the sound computer yesterday,
yeah,
I not only cleared out Dropbox, but I ended up clearing out the download section of my computer back in the bag that used to be Mitch's computer.
Oh, God. I can only imagine how disastrous that was.
Yeah, what'd
you
find?
So you have sound
No, I don't have sound, but I deleted everything that had to do with the True Degenerates podcast.
Well, we should have saved a little bit, but yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, True Degenerates dead. I mean, he can't do it anymore because he's an employee of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Here's the thing. I knew when he did that podcast and it sounded as bad as it did.
Yeah.
Like, I told him, I'm like, Mitch, there's no way that we can't crush you for this.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be the man that I am if we didn't crush you for how bad this sounds, how bad you guys sound.
And how bad you are.
How bad, and how horrific your picks are. Yes. Like, you guys...
Andy.
It's gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
It really is.
Of crap,
all the great gifts.
Of crap. Like, if I were to give gambling Jesus gifts, I would give him that. I would give him that.
One of the greatest.
So bad. And Mitch believed in it.
He did. He
Mitch
loved
believed
it.
He sold his picks.
The probably my favorite day of doing the take was that Monday after his birthday weekend.
Where I told him on that Friday that his birthday was going to be ruined.
A disaster.
I'm like, every one of your picks is wrong. He's like, Steelers -7. I'm like,
what are you doing, Mitch?
I don't know, man.
I got that email Sunday morning or whatever. I got that email that gave me my $5 back.
$5
it made
back.
Me sad. I wanted to Venmo the $5 back to him.
He was so bad that he couldn't even make it up on Sunday.
He couldn't
chase enough on Sunday to ultimately get back.
Got that email and it's like, oh, Mitch. God bless.
Oh, goodness. There's sound on my sheet that says, here's the back to back. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Rummage, kiss my bare white rear end. But it's spelled B-E-A-R again. College graduate Jack Grossman.
Jack.
The bare white rear end, B-E-A-R.
Like Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
Jack.
And rummage rocket wiener. Those are the two things that are back to back.
We got to hear rocket wiener.
I'm not over blank asking if Lovie Jenkins got his day.
We still
court.
Have another Bolshevik blank also.
I know. Listen, we got an hour to go.
Yeah.
Can you give me one of those rummages?
Please.
That's why I'm like, y'all can kiss my you-know-what when you, if you're like, Tom Durant did this. Man, he was mean. Yeah. Tom said I was mean.
We died that
okay,
day,
yeah,
Steve.
Well, I'm like, well, just kiss my bare white rear end because that dude got us in the ACC.
Right? So here's the thing.
That is the thing,
that
Maven.
That is the thing, Maven.
Maven, that's the thing.
That's it. You're done.
He already won with the bare white rear end. That's the thing.
And the whiny voice. I like the whiny voice, too. Tom Jones is mean.
All right,
give me
rummage in the rocket wiener.
Please.
Go ahead.
You got to put him in that little rocket wiener and just shoot him to the moon, dude. Just,
I'm talking about Bezos' spaceship.
That little rocket wiener.
It was.
Oh, goodness.
It was a rocket wiener. Really was.
That's what they called you in high school, the rocket wiener, didn't they?
That little rocket wiener.
Didn't they call you that in your 2 week break that you had with your wife?
No,
Didn't you get the name around St. Matthew's rocket wiener?
I've never had the name rocket wiener.
Or in the knobs?
No. We weren't in the knobs yet.
By the way, you were gone for two Sundays. Your boy's just taken over.
Easy's back.
Me.
Oh, you. Yeah.
Me, Fuzzy. I mean, you're doing, I mean, it's a domination. Big Easy was on vacation for the 9th week in a row.
Yeah.
And so that's fantastic.
You're tromping all over his stomping grounds.
It's done. People don't even know Big Easy's name anymore.
They don't. I say Big Easy out in a store. They're like, huh? Who?
They have no idea.
He had a pizza. I never had the Big Easy pizza.
Can I ask you?
That little rocket wiener.
Can I ask you something, Jack? Because I know you know.
Yeah.
When I say, do you feel bad? When I asked the question at, 10 minutes ago, do you feel bad for PJ Washington? Do you know where I'm going with any of this?
Absolutely no clue.
Good. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah. I would prefer if Strebel were the same way, but we've talked about this before. I think we've talked about it with you as the producer.
But there's more developments now.
Okay, so.
Is this about the Tiana Trump thing?
You know what? Get that sound. Get the
we
sound.
We need that, yes.
So. This is, again, 5 o'clock hour. We've talked about Governor's Cup and conference realignment. I'm done with that for now. We will get to that next break. We have other things that I want to get to.
Sure.
But this PJ Washington story needs to be talked about. Yeah. And only this show, this is what we can bring to the market. And it might be the only thing that we can bring to the market, right. But it's this.
This right here.
PJ Washington, if you remember his sophomore year of college.
Mm-hmm.
His last year.
Last year at Kentucky, yes.
At Kentucky.
Very good season. Lottery pick.
Thank you. It was after the first of the year, mm-hmm. January, February, SEC play.
Yeah.
Okay? That an IG model
mm-hmm.
by the name of Brittany Renner started to be courtside at Kentucky games.
Showing up
at Kentucky games.
Yep.
Okay? And at first, and God, I can't even remember. At first, we were like, who's she trying to be around?
We thought Tyler Hero.
We thought
at first.
Maybe it was Tyler Hero. We didn't know.
We didn't, but we
and
thought
so
it was him.
And so quickly, it became, it's PJ Washington.
Yep.
So since then, and he has been in the league for what, 3 years?
This will be his fourth year in the league. Coming up?
The one that just finished?
The one that just finished was his. No, this will be his fourth coming up. Yeah. This fourth year coming up in the
well,
NBA.
Let me look it up. Hang on.
I'm pretty sure.
Hang on.
He had the first year.
Hang on. We need to know.
COVID.
We need to know.
Okay.
He's played 2 years.
So this is his third year coming up.
2019 and then 2020-21, okay?
Because of year three.
And PJ Washington's been a nice player, but a good player.
He's been a very good player, yeah.
13 and, oh, let's see, he's averaging, 13 and 6, roughly. I mean, he's a good player. He's more than a role player. He's not a star, an all-star, or anything else. Anyway, like PJ Washington.
Mm-hmm.
PJ Washington and Brittany Renner have had a relationship for a number of years.
Going back to
sophomore
year.
I mean, for the better
year.
Part of, 3 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, I follow both of them, especially her on the old IG.
Yes.
Now.
Her IG's a little different.
Well, here's the thing. It used to be a lot of thirst trapping.
It did, yes.
There used to be a lot of swimsuits and nights out with the girls and provocative images and stuff like that.
Right.
And then when her and PJ, she had the kid, all of that disappeared.
She scrubbed
it.
It's been
scrubbed. She scrubbed her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jack, you need to listen. You need to learn, okay? You need to learn.
There's
here.
There's a timeline
this
here.
This is the other side of the world you need to learn, okay? And then, right after, then they had a baby.
Yeah.
And it was all over. She was in love. She had his jersey on.
Beautiful baby boy.
They did their baby photos. It was an entire thing.
Love was in the air.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then about 2 weeks after, you understand? About 2 weeks after,
yeah.
There's a photo with the baby and with Brittany Renner and with Tiana Trump.
Aunt Titi.
Aunt Titi, who is a film star, an actress, a porn star, if you will.
Adult film actress.
And the first thing I thought was, oh.
Trouble.
Okay, I thought PJ Washington already, he's in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's a rich guy. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And then you throw Aunt Titi into the discussion. Now, before I give you the Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, let's remember when the guys here had no idea who I was talking about. Play the sound.
Yeah.
I believe her name is Tiana Trump. Do you know who that is?
Tiana Trump?
Yes.
I have to admit, I don't. Who is Tiana Trump?
Grossman?
I'm guessing someone in the Trump family. I'm going to go Trump's granddaughter.
No, that's just...
Could that have been more wrong?
No. It's not.
Okay.
It is not.
Okay.
She is a porn star.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah, you can find her on Twitter if you want.
Oh! Whoa! No! Bah! Yo! Hey! I wasn't expecting that! Whoa! PJ, what are you doing?
So PJ, well, they're friends. So PJ, what?
Oh, hey. I was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be another bikini shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was, and then since then, that sounds a month old, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Since then, we've heard very little. And then over the last week, both PJ Washington, and they just had this baby.
Yeah. The baby's like
she
a month
just
old.
Just had the baby. PJ Washington and her have even scrubbed their Instagrams.
Of each other.
And I immediately thought, uh-oh, what did PJ do? He's happy.
Now he knows.
I go, what did he do? And the answer might be nothing. Have you seen the latest?
I don't know if I've seen the latest.
Okay, the latest. She has been out at the club.
Oh, no.
And he tweeted out and then deleted, or Instagrammed, one or the other, something to the effect of, you were trying to trap me all along.
Oh.
Old posts have come out about how she's made fun of athletes, how she wants to trap an athlete.
Oh.
Did PJ Washington get trapped? The internet believes...
She got him. She got him.
That's what the internet...
For 18 years.
That's what the internet believes.
Oh, man. Man, it makes... Now it's all making sense. It didn't make sense. She's got cash coming in for 18 years now. PJ got. Well, worked a long game. I got to give her credit.
Like three years.
I'll give her credit.
Like 3 years.
Man.
But that's the allegation that's out there.
We don't know if it's true or not.
The allegation is this is on her end.
Yeah.
This is not PJ messing up.
Like
which
he's in love.
Which, of course, is exactly what I thought had happened.
That he did something.
That Brittany Renner now is reverting.
Wow.
She no longer wants to be a housewife.
She wants to go out and be the IG model again. She wants to be the IG model again.
And there you go.
Wow.
And that's where we are.
I tell you what. I mean, although it's not the best thing to do, I give her points for her effort. I mean, that's a long time to invest into somebody in a baby. And she's got the life now. I mean, especially PJ Washington continues on a good trajectory. And he's good for years. That money's going to keep rolling in. I knew something was amiss when TT showed up. That's what I knew.
What a great sentence. Thanks for that sentence. That I want on a t-shirt. Write it down. Yeah. I knew things were amiss when Aunt TT showed up.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I... Yeah.
They've now unfollowed each other. I'm trying to find his exact tweet.
Like what he said. But he feels set him up.
Hang on. Today's July 27th.
It is. Yes. Yes. Tuesday. July,
oh,
July.
Never mind.
Okay.
I was looking at exactly the dates of when she started to follow him.
Okay. My goodness.
Yeah.
Played the long game. Got PJ Washington locked in.
I don't know.
Had the baby. Then she's like, okay, I'm done. I'm back to having fun. Because she did. You're right. She scrubbed her Twitter of all the thirst trap photos. You're like, oh wow, she's gonna settle down and become a mom and like a family lady. And then Aunt TT shows up. It's like, wait a minute. You still got a little bit of that left out there, don't you? Hey, party. Maybe when Aunt TT showed up, she's like, hey, I'm still having fun. Don't you want to have fun too? This house mom stuff ain't always cracked up to be. You got, there's babysitters out there. Who's PJ? Let's go.
Maybe that happened.
Maybe it's all PT's fault.
But everything on the internet, you know, like the memes when like LeBron is like tired or
yes.
like Pippen's helping MJ off the floor. That's all that it is.
Part of me does feel bad for him. But at the same time, he got to kind of flex for a little while with Brittany Renner. You know, like,
Jack,
look at
you
this.
Feel bad for if that's what happened. I don't know if that's what happened.
I don't know if I feel bad. I feel bad for the kid. He's like, that kid is going to learn at some point that's his or her
Jack,
entire.
I don't need seriousness.
I feel bad for the kid.
I'm already nervous. I mean, then the amount of times that Streeple said housewife, like, I don't know what's offensive
no,
anymore.
No.
I don't know if what's offensive.
I wasn't mean. I mean, like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and not like she's going to stay home and like clean and do all that stuff. Like the, you know, the
she's
old
going school. To not work and mooch off of PJ's NBA
well,
money.
Not that. But she's like, you know, she's not going to be the Instagram model and do those Instagram model.
She's
things.
Going to be what's the word? Civil.
Yeah. A little more scaled back as far as that's concerned because she's concentrating on being a mom and a girlfriend.
So he deleted. He deleted something to the effect. Yeah, I'm trying to find exactly what he deleted, but there's two other things he put on there. He put, when things don't work out, there's something better coming. And then he also put out there in IG, you can never build a kingdom with someone who still craves attention from the village.
Whoa, the peasants. Craving attention from the peasants.
You know what? I want you to write that down, Jack.
I want
you to use that on a dancer in Vegas next week when you're there after your eye surgery when you have a patch on.
You can never build a kingdom and still have someone.
No, you can never build a kingdom with someone who still craves attention from the village.
Wow. I like that. PJ Washington. Jack is going to use that.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, gee.
What a blatant lie from Jack. Just an absolute lock level look at you and lie to you.
Yeah.
You're not going to use that.
I wrote it down.
Texas says, Jack is a 22-year-old boomer.
He's not a boomer.
Yes, we feel bad for the kid. We're just having fun with it.
Yes, it doesn't have to be serious.
Of course we feel bad for the kid.
Yeah. He's innocent. But
Oh my God.
But no, I mean, yeah, I feel bad for the kid, but I mean, the kid's going to have a pretty good life, you would think, right? Your dad's an NBA star. Your mom's an IG model. He'd be doing all right.
Texas says, when's Round of Shots having Anna Tirillo on?
I don't know. We don't have any guests. It's just going to be the four of us.
I mean, episode one. No. I mean, come on. Well, one or two. I mean, you guys will not go five episodes without having
Anna Tirillo.
Is that we're
setting the over-under at four and a half?
I don't know because I'm so sure of it.
I don't know.
Should we go lower then? Should we go two and a half?
And I'm going Anise. I mean, yes. Both. No, we don't have to gamble on it. It's already there. We already know.
Well,
the Globetrotters beat the Washington Generals. That's what happens.
Yeah.
This is simple.
It can happen eventually, but it's not on the docket like right away. You know, you got to build up to these things.
Second episode.
Thank you, Jack.
Texas. Oh, PJ's tweet was you were faking it all along.
Okay. So, like, she's faking being in love with him and wanting a family and all these things. She just wanted the commitment down the road of child support.
I mean, she has she has been very vocal about making fun of athletes.
Yes. There's a trend. There's a trend that built up before that.
There is a trend.
Yes. There's a trend that built up before this, and she found the perfect one. And she got him in college. She targeted him in college.
Listen, I got $100 right now to any media member that asked John Calipari this.
Oh, man.
I got $100 for any media member that asked John Calipari this at his press conference that he does in October.
In October,
that's
yeah.
That's a long ways to go.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when the next time we're going to see Cal is. I have no idea. I mean, there'll be, I would imagine, some sort of something.
He'll do a Zoom.
Where he'll have a Zoom or something. But I don't know. It might be October. It legit may be. It might be October. And if that's it, I got $100. And then if you ask the players what they think, I got 20 on top of each player.
I mean,
you understand? Name, image, and likeness. This baby, John Clay style.
Because you're right. Because he's not. He probably won't do like a press conference after the NBA draft.
Ain't doing no damn press conference.
He usually does after the draft, but it's such slim pickings this year. He's
slim
got like
pickings.
Two dudes, and that's really it. He's not going to do a press conference after this draft. He'll release some tweets, or I'm sorry, Beisner will release some tweets, but we won't hear from John Calipari. So it might be October.
Texas says Anna's episode of Round of Shots will be the only one people will watch.
No, we get like a dozen viewers. Don't worry about that. Aren't we going to Lexington this year for that?
What? For the
basketball media days.
Yeah, Jack, you need to know this. It's going to be one of the great days.
We're going.
It's just I'm going to IG Live or Facebook Live stream all day.
It's going to be great.
You sitting with Jack Pilgrim and Matt Jones and John Wong
and Drew Franklin. I can compare in
Drew
person.
Franklin, whatever you want, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited about it. So just get ready, Jack. We're going.
I'm trying to get us to broadcast somewhere in the facility, which
please.
Is going to put you in a very awkward spot.
Please.
And I hope that day there's like a big Louisville story. That's what will be
that
so
be
great.
Great.
Like
absolutely.
Just some big Louisville story,
like Chris Mack quits or something. That won't happen.
Texas says, I feel bad for the kid. Okay, have no fun. What do you want me
Jack
to do?
Jack brought it down. He did. Look at him. And this
Texas
is Jack.
Says, lots of similarities to Strebel and Caller Emily.
There's no similarities there at all. None.
Texas says she wrote a book about thirst trapping.
Oh, man. PJ.
Jack, you got to figure that one out.
Did she really? Did she write a book?
I want to know what Jack thinks about thirst trapping.
Do you have a stance on that, Jack?
I think you guys both know. I it's probably wrong.
She does have a book.
She does.
Oh my god!
Called Judge This Cover.
All right, if Strebel can find that in 15 seconds,
hey, look at
then. BJ's got a. BJ's got it.
That's
know
the cover
that,
of
right?
a book.
We're buying the book. We're buying the book.
You gotta read
Are
it.
We going to read it like a page every day?
Yeah. A chapter a day?
Yeah.
In fact, on the air.
Can you look at the table of contents? Does she have chapters? I would love to know the name
I'm gonna see here.
Of some of these chapters.
Oh, my gosh. Let me look at this. A liberating journey through the life and times of Brittany Renner. This book details the experiences of a woman whom some love and others love to hate. It's behind the scenes look into her life. Some may categorize and prejudge without knowing her story, but here's the truth. Written in a raw and real voice with witnesses and humor, Brittany allows you to walk a mile in her shoes. Depending on your appetite for truth
like
and reality.
She's a warrior. Yeah. Like she's Abraham Lincoln. Hey, let's
I'm guessing BJ isn't one of the witnesses.
This book may make you laugh, cry, cringe, or all of the above. You should never judge a book by its cover.
Oh, my
God.
So
that's the book. That's the Brittany
Renner
book.
Thirst Trap is a sexy photograph or flirty message posted on social media for the intent of causing others to publicly profess their attraction. This is done not to actually respond or satisfy any of this attraction, but to feed the poster's ego or need for attention at the expense of time, reputation, and sexual frustration of those who view the image or reply. Cyclops uses it in a sentence. A poster on October 5th, 2015. Hey, guys, are these shorts too tight? The answer, screw off with your thirst trap.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
Oh, man.
We do have to get this book now. I don't know if I can get it, though. If that was sent
you know
to
what?
My home.
How expensive is that?
Oh, I got to go back to it.
All right,
it was like $9. It really, really was. So
Texas says, I want Bob Valvano to read the book just like he did the Antonio Brown tweets.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. All right, on Amazon, the paperback is $8.73.
Boy, someone's running around with $8.72 in their pocket.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how much it costed. The Brittany Renner book. He's oh my.
Texas
goodness.
Says Strebel Round of Shots has 20 subscribers. You're embarrassing. Texas says you mean Calipari isn't attending the NBA draft this year? LOL. I don't know if he is or not.
I don't either. I don't know what the restrictions are as far as COVID.
Cal going to go to get the Isaiah Jackson smooch? That's it. If he wants to go for one player and get
one
his tan face on ESPN, he can. If he not, can. Get out of here.
I don't think he will.
Texas says, is Blankenbaker a thirst trap for Gunter?
Oh, no one. It's really silly.
I want Blankenbaker to be driving home listening, and that's what he gets when he's on the way down.
It's our
Santa Claus.
For Gunter Brewer.
I saw him walking around, by the way, today.
No, Gunter Brewer?
Yeah.
Oh, he had the freaks for flying.
Texas says there was also, yes, a period where she was dating PJ and posting QAnon.
She posted QAnon?
Jack, what's QAnon? Let's go to Jack on this one. I'm interested if he knows what
it's
QAnon.
It's the conspiracy theories.
Good, you know what?
Yeah, it's good enough.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
It's you know, good enough.
You don't want to go down those roads.
Yeah, no, I don't really want to. Yeah,
no. Don't go down those roads. I'll protect you.
You're going to protect him on
from
that.
From QAnon, yeah. He didn't need to go down those.
Speaking of, you see the guy that got busted for going to the insurrection because he was talking about it on Bumble?
Oh, really? No, I didn't see that.
Well, you're the one that sent me the story.
No.
You got the Bumble alerts.
It wasn't me.
What are you talking about?
Bumble. People still use Bumble?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
Jack, have you ever used Bumble?
Yes, I have. Not to much success, unfortunately.
Yeah, thanks for bringing...
Yeah, I'm really sad.
Thanks for bringing... I mean, no, you're not. No, you're not. You want Jack to always be like this.
No!
You never want him to overcome.
I want him
That's
to...
how I feel.
No, I do.
No, it's better for the show.
It is, but it's not better for him.
The worst thing is Dan Issel thinking he was going to set you up on a date
and just disappearing,
and then getting a gift card, and then that's it.
And that's it. Yeah. Does he still have the gift card?
Like, as soon as he got the gift card,
I'm like, did Dan Issel use Jack Grossman simply for a $100 gift card
to go to, you know, any number of these guys' restaurants?
You know, like Lamu, or
he's got like three, doesn't he? Yeah, something like that. Yep. The guy was like three restaurants.
I think it was those two, and Village Anchor was the other one.
Is that the other one? Okay, that's what I thought.
I went to Brooklyn and the Butcher over the weekend.
What'd you think?
And I just. And all I could do, me and my wife were sitting there, and I'm like, where did Strebel and his wife sit where we could recreate the picture that they put?
That'd have been great.
And I think I know the table, and I may have had the same table.
It was that booth right by the painting on the wall.
Right
the mural.
When you walk right.
Yes.
I think we had the same one.
We should have taken
a picture.
That'd have been great. That'd have been absolutely great.
Texas says, Cal's not going because he doesn't have a lottery pick. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. I agree with that take, yes.
Texas says, am I blocked? Am I still with y'all? Yes.
You're there.
The texter, that did happen. Speaking of nearly blocked, and I don't know if you have this sound. I need to look at the sound sheet here. But did you hear Contrarian Chuck today on Simone Biles?
No.
Called in the Diener Show? Well, do you know what I'm talking about, Jack? The sound after that? Dude, okay, that's not what's funny. You almost got today. So Chuck called in.
Yeah.
Contrarian Chuck.
He's always negative, yes.
And was like, I don't know about this Simone Biles thing. No. Diving into mental health, which we haven't mentioned at all in this show.
No.
And so Chuck, caller to AM Sports Talk Radio, had something to say. And so he jumped in. It was negative, of course, towards Simone Biles.
Right, okay.
And then Jack, being flustered, I don't know if you were flustered or not, but there's different moving parts, got another call on the line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was it?
We think it was Blue.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue got in?
No, he didn't.
He didn't, almost.
Diener blocked at the last second. But it went by Jack.
Oh, he got in by you?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. If Diener would have been...
Well, first of all, I need to do a better job of checking the numbers. One, people calling. Second of all, Blue's number has vanished from in here. So
it's vanished.
So the next time, I need to write it.
Okay.
Or process. Someone needs to write it down.
Texas says, is Round Daddy a thirst trap for caller Emily?
No, I'm not a thirst trap for anybody. No one's getting trapped by me in any way, shape, or form. Thirst or otherwise.
What would be other ways you would trap somebody? I would like to dive into that.
I don't know.
Like if you landed on them or something?
Something like that.
If you passed out or something?
Yeah. Did
your wife have to walk you to bed at all anytime in Minnesota? Were you that bad?
No, she didn't. No.
Really?
No.
Not one time?
Not one time. There was one night where we stayed up for like 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And that was I was horrible the entire next day.
Oh, you had to be.
I was terrible. I was tired. I'd never stay up that late. That was the worst.
What were you guys doing? Talking?
Yeah, we talked. We went for a little walk, you know, a little stroll around.
You and your wife went for a little
walk? Yeah, a little stroll around the resort. Then we stayed on the porch, the front porch, and talked. Yeah. It was nice. Like 4 a.m. I was like, what the hell am I doing?
Jack's smiling, but Jack, it doesn't sound good, does it? Like, as much as you want the affection of a woman to sit on the porch and talk, to go on a little late night stroll, I don't know. I don't know what to believe here.
I don't know what to believe. Yeah, it was a nice
night. The mother-in-law awake, too?
She wasn't awake. No, it was just the wife and I. It was just the wife and I. It was nice.
The mother-in-law is single, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's odd. That made things really odd right there. Anyway, the deer sound.
Yes.
After Jack almost got.
Yes.
There was like this minute of awkwardness.
Oh, between everybody?
Between everybody. It was just a minute where Blank was trying.
Yeah, to salvage things.
To move the show along.
Yeah, we got to keep on
chugging.
Jack was
horrified. He was keeping his mouth shut because they weren't talking about hedging screens. or conference realignment.
And Diener's fuming.
And he, yeah, that's, yeah.
He was pretty fuming, much. And he was very angry that Blue almost got into the show. So I love that.
That's something we need. Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Tennessee Titans, called out Jared Stillman.
Whoa.
And do you believe in something in college football? I'll ask the knuckleheads around here next. One more segment to go on this Tuesday.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm dizzy with Kofi Coburn right now. It's not going to happen. Like, I don't
wow,
even think
you're falling in love.
I don't think it's...
And James Strebel.
He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
How about JCPS tonight deciding on masking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we know that's going.
You ready for that, Grossman? That's what I'm talking about.
That definitely
about.
Won't be a battle at all.
Yeah. That's going to be some content.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Big battle.
You said you're not wearing one, right? You said
I didn't
you would
say that.
Spit in the face of the Archdiocese.
That's not what I said.
That's what he texted us over the weekend, right?
That's not true. No.
You said bleep him.
No.
It is a him, right?
Polio.
Okay.
Marty Polio.
No, the Archdiocese.
Oh,
not Marty
oh,
Polio.
Oh, I thought you were the JCPS.
I know Marty Polio is. Kurtz.
Yes, it is him. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
There's no good transition. NBA no. draft on Thursday.
There
you
is.
Go.
Yeah.
Reds Cubs beginning tonight, 7:35, game two of that series. Jack, are you going to stay up for this one because you don't have to do Diener's show tomorrow?
Yeah, better chance of me staying up for the full thing tonight.
So what's better? Oh. What's better for this show? And I feel like I know the answer. Nick Valvano's running Diener's show tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Oh,
I mean,
boy.
I mean,
it's gonna really?
Be... Oh, only one time. And it was one time, and I'm like pretty sure it was worldwide. But I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide overslept. And Diener, like literally, I woke up to Diener. He was calling me.
Yeah.
And then I looked down at my phone, and it went to text. And I saw, and this is great, SOS.
He sent an old musty turd.
He sent out an SOS.
I love that.
And so there's part of me that's like, I text Nick. And I, what do I do tonight? Do I text Nick? Like, there's nothing I can do at 7 o'clock.
Right.
But like, what do you think about
I'll
this,
say this,
Jack?
I've slept a total of like 3 hours the past two nights because I've been so scared of oversleeping again like I did over Derby.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point,
Jack. So, do not, I'm putting this right now. Like, do not put any of this on me for tomorrow.
No,
make that show
no,
up. I am not
no,
helping.
No, no.
I have done my job
you.
The best.
You've done
days.
Your duties,
yes,
man.
Yeah, you're good to go.
You pulled your shift today. You're good.
But again, I don't know. I mean, it'd be horribly bad.
Yes.
But the comedy involved with it.
Well, what's better, that...
No, it's better if Nick shows up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Diener like getting like extremely frustrated and angry with Nick over something he does. You know what I mean?
I think the best result would be Nick running behind and getting here at like 7:07.
Okay. At the 707, Diener's frustrated. He's like, we're waiting on you.
Especially since Diener was like, made sure to make sure everyone knows that he was ready to get going at 7 today.
Or if Nick inadvertently lets Blue through tomorrow.
Texas says, is the VP going to be taking Jack out to the pool this weekend for his hard work? I mean,
that'd be fun.
Their neighborhood pool.
I'll be sitting in my pitch black basement while my eye hurts on Saturday. Yes. That's what I'll be doing.
So you're going to have to keep your eyes closed for 6 hours.
That's what I've been told. It says even though I'm only getting one of the eyes done, it says on the sheet of like instructions and all that stuff that after the surgery, I have to keep both eyes closed for 6 hours.
That's terrible.
It's like, what the hell am I going to do for 6 hours?
Just sit in your basement and just... You can't play video games?
No, I can't do anything.
You can't watch the Cubs? Watch South Park?
You should get dropped off here and we just have you in the conference room and you're just sitting there for 6 hours.
Yeah, just sit.
Oh, stop it. Your mom's going to make you lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to put whatever channel you want to listen to. Oh, yes. Stop it.
Maybe listen to some podcasts.
I do have a podcast. That's right. Yeah,
there you go. What podcast is it?
Yeah,
It's a podcast. This is so on brand. It's so musty.
Indiana.
No, no. Okay. It's on the 98 home run chase.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He said yesterday, Pete Thamel said yesterday, Strebel, that he thinks the SEC goes to 10 games.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that was kind of the genesis of that becoming even more and more and more of a discussion. And I text, you know, Thamel does it with 40 and wet, so I go, do you listen to this podcast? Do you subscribe to it? No, he doesn't subscribe to it. Do you listen to it? Occasionally.
Is that what he said?
And I'm like, no one listens to a podcast occasionally that you don't subscribe to. That's my opinion.
I'm the same way. Every podcast I listen to occasionally, I subscribe to that podcast.
I don't subscribe to any podcast. I go and search for it and I listen to it. And you fly away. Yes.
And you maybe come back later at another time.
Yes.
Okay.
Texas says, smoke your brother's weed and take a nap.
I probably should take a nap. That'd be the smart thing to do.
You just got to make sure you don't open your eyes when you wake up.
Right.
I mean,
you're going to have, like, cotton balls, like, taped to your eyes or
no
what?
No, you got to put a mask on. Yeah, something. You have to. Yeah. You have to put a mask on.
Yeah, you got
to
do something so you don't inadvertently open your eyes and ruin everything.
Okay, so we have a bunch of sound here, and I don't even know what to do. What do we do with all this sound?
Do we do the Bolshevik blank?
I want to do all this other stuff that we haven't got to. Diener runs a collar that we talked about.
Ooh.
We have Diener blank rummage winking. We have moans. We have a bunch going on.
Oh, wow.
I want to ask you guys this quickly because otherwise tomorrow we're going
to
move on.
Oh, we do have to play the Issel sound.
Okay, we'll get to the Issel sound. Sports-wise, I want you guys to think about this.
Okay.
Because one of the takeaways yesterday, and I failed to mention this, Jack, is Louisville's going to use... being sixth place in the preseason.
Yeah.
In the Atlantic as bulletin board material.
Motivation.
Understandable.
Sure.
A take that I'm not surprised that everybody had. A take that, quite frankly, I'm not interested in, even though I understand it, okay?
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in that?
No.
I don't agree. I don't believe you.
No, I don't.
Like, you don't believe in bulletin board material in sports.
No, because, I mean, if that was the case, then there'd be a lot more upsets and things, right? Like Kentucky, like Louisville would have beaten Kentucky in basketball a little more than they do on a regular basis because Cal gives bulletin board material. We've had players give bulletin board. I mean, Deron Lamb basically like went out and said, yeah, we're beating those bums back in the day. And
Deron Lamb.
Yeah, he did.
No, that's the watch shot.
Yeah.
You doing that as an Indiana fan going to the watch shot. Deron Lamb.
No, I just remember.
Hey, Cal, 9-year-old reference.
I just vividly remember Deron Lamb. Like saying something disparaging about Louisville basketball, and all the Louisville fans went, "Oh, Baltimore material. We're going to show you, D. Lamb."
Yeah, but you guys don't believe in it. You guys know Kentucky basketball and football though have done this before.
Oh yeah, but I think coaches use it as a motivational tool, but in the end, I don't think it matters. I mean, talent's going to trump 9 times out of 10.
I don't know how much it matters, but they definitely use it.
They use it. Yo, they use it, but I don't think
it matters. The question is, will they use it?
Satterfield's going to do anything he can at this point.
See, I think it's just absolute coincidence when we get bulletin board material and the team comes out and plays well. Now, I'll buy into it more for one game. but an entire season bulletin board material means nothing to me.
It's tough to do to sustain that.
It means nothing to me.
Disrespect.
But I feel like at other times as a fan, I have believed in such things. And I even believe this year, if such and such team came out and said, you know, we're going to beat down the Giants or whatever, say, okay, I'm going to give us even a 1% chance, better chance because of bulletin board material.
Well, you could use it like for like spreads, like point spreads. Like they think that we're 10.5 point dogs. Let's go show them. I don't buy any of it.
Here is what Mike Vrabel said to Jared Stillman.
Oh, yes, yes.
As Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, said he looked at Jared Stillman to begin his press conference today.
He looked right at him.
And said the following. It's like Easter and Christmas for you at church. You only come on the big days.
Oh, he said that to Stillman.
How about that?
Wow.
How great for Stillman.
He had to be feeling good. I mean, he was like, Mike Vrabel knows who I am. He knows I'm critical. And he looked right at me. He took a shot at me. Yeah, Stillman's, is he calling in tomorrow? Is tomorrow the Stillman day? Is that Wednesday? Yes, okay, so he's going to be full of piss and vinegar tomorrow on the Diener Show. And processes, he better be glad
piss and
he's
vinegar,
off.
Another old thing.
SOS, piss and vinegar.
I sent three texts to process. I did get one answer back. One included a Stillman was on a boat.
Yeah.
And there was a lady dancing on top of his boat.
Oh, wow. Process didn't like that.
There you go.
Oh, what was your story? You said you had a story.
Oh yeah. Do you want to do that to end the show?
Yeah, I think it's a good time.
Okay. So we'll do that.
Okay.
Well, give me Issel Sound first. You've teased us with Issel Sound.
I have never seen this game before in my life, and you just made that stat up.
No. I didn't make the stat up, but I don't know the countries. But I'm telling you, this has interested me so much, I'm looking to see if WVU has a club sport, because I want to play it now.
Really?
And then you can come up and watch me play. And then you'll find the love for the game as I have grown in the last 40 minutes.
Charles, I love you. I wouldn't walk across the street to watch you play this stuff.
What sport were they talking about? I'm not sure it even matters.
Handball.
Wouldn't walk across
the street. Strebel's a state champion.
You had some things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, but now you've talked for the last 15 minutes. I forgot what they were.
I know you got notes. Mark's story.
Oh, yeah, Mark's story.
Issel.
Oh, Mark.
Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure the thing he forgot was we were going to play the blank sound for him, and he was going to react to it.
Oh, yeah. Man. You guys are killing me today.
Come on.
That's such bad producing by everyone involved.
I did my job. I
know
told
you
Issel
did.
And Brett. I showed Charles the sound, and I said, tell
poor
me.
Poor Charles ain't going to do anything.
He's too busy talking about handball.
Jack, you ever played handball?
Yes, actually. And not competitively, of course, but in like middle school and at like summer camp.
That's the first time you played. Yeah, middle school. Do you think you'll play handball when your eyes have to be closed for 6 hours next
no,
week?
No, don't think so.
Play handball, middle school, summer camp. That's what everybody
Jack's
plays.
Mom walks in the basement. He's just playing a game of handball.
Yeah, no big
hour
deal.
Number four of keeping his eyes closed for 6 hours.
He drops the laundry. What are you doing?
Just a little handball. Oh, man. That was the best damn handball player this side of the Mississippi.
Damn right he was.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so here is...
Yeah, what's the story?
Right, you guys will like this. I was at the... We were at the J-Town Beer Fest.
Right.
Okay? We did not give ourselves enough time for this, but whatever. I was at the J-Town Beer Fest. And Creighton was there. You know, it was a good time and everything. I was hanging out with my people and everything.
Yeah.
And... a couple buddies of mine that I had not seen for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay. Several months. Definitely through COVID.
Sure.
Okay.
So it's been almost a year or more.
Saw them there. Okay. So we were talking and everything else. Well, I was with my wife and another buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
The three of y'all together.
Okay.
Okay.
And so we were talking to these other friends of ours that we had not seen in a while.
Yeah.
And my buddy that I was with saw somebody that they all knew.
Okay.
Okay, so the buddy that I was with and then the two other buddies, okay, they saw somebody that they used to work with.
Okay. So
okay. They were talking and they were having a conversation and everything else. I was out of this conversation.
Yeah, you're just like kind of hanging back.
I told my buddy, hey, we're going to go over here.
Yeah.
He goes to the guy that they were talking to. He goes, oh, you might know my buddy, and then gave him my name.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And Jack, this guy's face went from having a good time to being utterly disgusted.
Oh, really? He was disgusted at you?
Yeah. So my buddy had no idea that he was setting me up. But this guy was not happy with any of our takes, any of our shenanigans, any of the Louisville stuff, so much that he made it uncomfortable to where I had to tell the guy that he was embarrassing himself.
Oh, like, my. There's like a confrontation?
Like, he was trying to make it a confrontation. And the last thing I said to him was, at least you have Sidney Curry. That should help.
Oh!
But anyway, this went on for several minutes. And I don't know the guy's name.
Yeah.
But I'll find it. And we'll just say his name. I have no idea. But here's what I know. Here's what he told me.
Yeah.
He said the following.
Oh, boy. This is great.
I think his name was Ross.
Okay, Ross?
Okay, I think. But I might be wrong.
Not McMain.
He goes, I used to write for Big Red Louie and the Cardinal Sports Zone.
Oh, Ross.
And I was like, that. And I'm like, brother, the joke's on you.
Yeah, you're the punchline.
He's like, I don't write for Big Red Louie. They wouldn't let us do what we wanted. And I'm And I'm like, what's that?
What do you want to do? Yeah, like Big Red Louie has these big red standards. That Ross, he wanted to think outside
that was
the box.
His name. It was great.
So this guy was really upset with you.
Oh, my goodness.
He was upset. He was, like, mad at you.
He was legit. I'm like, well, what bothered you so much?
Yeah, it's freaking Sports Talk Radio,
dude. Some of it was you, but I'm like,
what
hot take has been given? I don't like the way you say it.
I mean, I've seen people.
And, like, in front of people, in front of my wife, in front of my friends, and I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you're the clown.
But it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's absolutely great.
Striking a nerve. I mean, I've never been out in public. I mean, I've seen people out in public that I, personally don't like and I've never thought to myself, I'm going to go up and say something to them. I'm going to let them know that I don't like it.
My buddy who he knew,
yeah,
he wrote, like, this long Facebook message to. It was like forever long. Yeah,
about you.
Yeah.
So he went back after
the fact. He's like, I know your friends. I just don't like the way he conducts himself.
Oh my god. Jeez, man. That makes me want to wish I had been there even more. Like, I wish I would have been there with you when this guy. Because what would happen? I'd have been like nine beers deep, and I would have been like, oh god, man. It'd have been great. That's a good story.
Texas says, Issel cried on the show today.
No, he didn't.
Texas says, the handball talk was uncomfortable.
With the game, it's Olympic sport.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, now you don't want sports talk. You don't want Olympic talk.
We talked about Olympics today. We talked about handball. That's it. What do you want? We're not diving into Simone Biles takes. Keep it simple.
Update 1 minute.
What do you want to do? Just go to the top here. We have 1 minute.
Yeah,
do you have any short sound that we can play?
Yeah,
here?
There's something quick.
Is there something that we can play?
Yeah, I got the moans.
Give me some moans.
Yeah. In this?
Yeah, I have the moans. Great. Biscuit,
damn.
Biscuit was good. By the way, Blank was good on trivia today.
Was he good?
He was.
All right.
So I can't get all that in and do some homework.
30 seconds.
Do some homework.
Mike Pratt's a UK player. He never did any damn homework anyway.
Just got A's. Just got A's. He didn't earn anything. Just A's for Mike Pratt, Dan.
What are the Streebles getting into tonight? Watch a little Olympics?
Football practice.
Oh, football.
Yeah, Kel's got his first.
You have time for that. Not Scotty D's camp, but you have time for football practice.
Yes, they have football practice tonight. First one. It's first one. Had to be there.
Wow. Well, hope he does not get a concussion. I don't know what to tell you. Congratulations to him. Update now.